Hey guys, and welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. As always, it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. And I'm really excited for today's episode because we can learn a lot about our personal growth and our unique journeys and how we can make them healthy in the sense of getting really fresh perspective on cutting out the noise and focusing on the things that will allow you to develop as a person and as a profession. We know developing as a person is the most fundamental element of our being because progress equals happiness, as Tony Robbins likes to say. And for me, he is right, because when you feel like you're progressing in any area of your life, whether that's in your relationships, whether that's your career, your health, your finances, you feel like you're going in the right trajectory. You feel like there's a more positive outlook on your life. And I think we can all agree on that one. So this episode, we're going to just talk about focusing on the things that really do matter to develop us as a professional and as a person, and instead making sure that we're not putting our energy into things that don't matter, that we can really sometimes get caught up in and not become aware of. And that's where we can go down a negative thought process, getting stuck in that negative rumination loop. As we all know, that is, we can keep circling around that, and it sometimes feels overwhelming to get out of. So this episode is to make sure that we don't go down that route and we focus on the things that make us feel empowered and inspired. So first of all, let's talk about where we don't want our energy to go and why that affects our mental health. Because once you focus on putting your energy into the right places, you will start to realize that actually I don't need any of the fluff and the noise that I was originally putting my energy into. So things that a lot of people will put their focus and energy into that really truly don't matter in life, things like making sure that you put the right photos up on social media to try and project a certain image of yourself. Yes, we like to post things on social media, whether that's to create content, whether we just consume, but even just consuming that content, if you're not creating stuff, if you're always consuming, you're still going down that path of placing your energy into comparing yourself to other people subconsciously, whether you know you think you're not. We always catch ourselves doing it, don't we? If you think about it, when we're seeing someone on a lovely holiday, or maybe someone in a nice house, or all of those things that seem, or we feel like society makes us believe is the right thing to have. But actually, if we're not creating content and we're consuming it, we're just feeding our mind with negativity. So it's learning to have that relationship with social media where you can use it for healthy reasons and be conscious of your time of using it. Not just mindlessly scrolling, which we're all guilty of, but actually being in that moment of, right, okay, I'm checking my social media now. I'm happy to invest some of my time to do this. And then after I've invested a certain amount of time, it's healthy to come away and actually put my phone down and focus on other things. Because once we start to create that healthy barrier with social media, we don't become so attached to it. We don't start to wake up in the morning straight away and check our social media, which is incredibly toxic and dangerous. And also in the late at night in the evening, scrolling through social media in bed. You know, all of those things are going deep into your subconscious mind, whether it's you're being aware of it or not. So that's when you start to build those beliefs, negative or positive, based on what you feed your mind. And if you're feeding your mind that consumption of social media in the morning, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, that is not going to be healthy for your mind. So let's talk more about social media when it comes to this, because we know that it's very easy to jump to conclusions about people projecting a certain image, okay? Well, we don't know what that person is going through or what is going on in their life, okay? We don't know if that person is incredibly insecure or is actually really deeply unhappy, but is just trying to make it seem like they're not. We have no idea, okay? So it's like, right, is it really worth comparing ourselves to that person when we don't know what they're going through? You might be sitting there and saying, yeah, but it's easy for you to, but it's not easy for me to say, because you know, I've caught myself doing it, but the more you get perspective on this, the more you realize that social media is a complete load of bollocks. It's a complete load of lies, and it's all based on superficial values. So actually, if we're to explore that again, what values are you comparing yourself to? And if you're not understanding your values, then maybe that's part of the issue on why your mental health isn't in the best space, or maybe why you lack a bit of clarity in your life. Because when you understand your core values, you'll then realize that actually my values are true to me and who I am and where I want to go. And the values that I'm potentially comparing myself to, do they align with actually, is that what I want? Like, for an example, one of my main core values is adventure and freedom. I love the idea of kind of just doing things on my terms, in the sense of creating my own schedule, doing things around my work that allow me to express myself in different ways, not feeling tied down by 9 to 5. There's no right or wrong, of course, but I love that element. Now, suddenly, if I'm looking at someone on social media posting about them just buying a new house and like they're in their 20s, I mean, that's absolutely amazing that they've done that, and kudos to them. But for me, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, right, okay, I'm in my mid-20s. Why don't I have a house? I could easily think that. But actually, when you understand your values and then you understand that of getting a house, that value you could deem as that's a sense of security, because that sense of security and stability in having a house, it ties you down, of course. And that's something that doesn't align with my values. So that's a little example of, okay, that's fantastic for that person, but that's not what I want right now in my life. So actually, that doesn't kind of negatively affect me, because that's that person's dream and their journey, but that isn't mine at all. So that's just a small little example of how, once you understand your values, you can have some fresh perspective on what values am I comparing myself to. And I use social media as an example because we know how toxic social media can be if you don't have that fresh perspective. And you see a lot of young people these days becoming so obsessed with projecting this image of themselves, where almost becomes they attach their sense of self-worth onto it, because it's all about building a following, and which creates fantastic opportunities, don't get me wrong. But then you're basing your worth on what people you've never met in your life think of you and how they support you. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just kind of observing from an outside perspective. So if you really want to base your self-worth on people you've never met's opinions of you or how they value you on social media, then fine. But if you base your self-worth on how you truly feel inside of yourself, how you deem yourself to be, then you'll realize that actually those people who I never met in my life, digital followers, that doesn't matter. That is noise. That is fluff. And once you frame it as noise and fluff, you start to then think, how do I cut out the noise? How do I cut out all the fluff in my life that is a waste of my mental and emotional energy? Because if we're not cutting out the noise and fluff, we can so easily get sucked into it like quicksand, where we're trying to like scramble our way out and not knowing where to look. But we're not actually understanding our core values first, because we're comparing ourselves to values that might not align with ours. So that's something to be very aware of as a person, because it's something that we all know can be very damaging to one's mental health, and especially to younger people today. I'm not saying, you know, older people don't suffer from that notion of comparing themselves to other people and not knowing their values. But as we know, young people really go through a hard time of trying to understand their identity in such a consumer-based capitalist society, you know. So that's just something to be very aware of. So it's like, right, we cut out the noise. Let's not waste our mental and emotional energy on those things that don't matter, like placing our worth on other people who don't know us, or, you know, trying to project a certain way of how we're living our life and all of those things. So then how do we focus on ourselves and our world to develop ourselves as a person and profession? And for me, it's about doing the things that a lot of people won't do. And that's, right, how do we develop ourselves as a profession? Let's talk about the professional side first. Focusing on skills that will help you develop as a professional, that will push you outside your comfort zone. The moral is, that is how we develop and grow. By pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, doing something that you are not used to, getting that little butterfly feeling, or getting that feeling of, oh, I shouldn't really do this, should I think of an excuse? Because they are all actually really good signs of you're doing the right thing. But naturally, your mind wants to bring you back into that comfort zone to be like, no, just stay in the clear. You're all safe in here. We've got to push past that safety a little bit. So things that we can develop as a professional, things like public speaking. Public speaking is a fantastic skill. Public speaking is a skill that a lot of people are scared to do, because I think there was a saying of someone, people's greatest fear is public speaking. And although I can't speak for everyone, there is an element of truth in that, because the idea of putting yourself out there, talking in front of people who you might know, or a lot of the time that you don't really know on a deep personal level. So it's that unsafe environment that kind of scares people, whether they're going to fluff their lines, or whether they're just going to mumble, or whether they're just going to get really jittery on stage and they perceive themselves as making themselves look like a fool. That's the whole fear behind public speaking. But when we start it, we're always just naturally not going to be very good. I mean, some people have more gifts with how they articulate themselves and have that confidence on stage, because they naturally have this deeper sense of inner confidence about themselves, but they still have to develop their public speaking skills about trying to get across their message, etc., etc. So public speaking is a fantastic thing to focus on, because it gives you confidence in so many situations once you start to get better at it, because it's all about putting yourself out there, being open and vulnerable to not getting it right in front of people. But actually, that's okay. And there are environments where they nurture these sort of skills. And for example, in Toastmasters, I've been a member at Toastmasters for 2 years now, and my public speaking has come on leaps and bounds in terms of my confidence at getting up on stage. And don't get me wrong, I still get my nervous moments, but so much less than when I first started, because it's all about that process of just making mistakes and being okay with that. And Toastmasters allows that environment in a really safe space for you to express yourself in that way. And there are other ways you can practice your public speaking too. There are public speaking organizations apart from Toastmasters. But if you're with like-minded people, you're always going to be in that group where you support each other. So it's all about surrounding yourself with like-minded people who just want to grow and develop as a professional. Because as we know, if you're good at public speaking, you hold a lot of leverage in your profession, because it's something that most people don't want to do. So you're evidently going to stand out if you can be a competent public speaker. Another fantastic skill to focus on is things like vlogging or writing. Even things like podcasting. Not saying everyone's going to become a podcaster, but things like more accessible, like writing. Writing skills are fantastic, because you look at the industry of blogging and vlogging, it is astronomical how people have built their businesses up from a blog or from vlogging. Look at YouTube, for example. Look at all these YouTubers who... you see their YouTube journey, and I'm not a massive YouTube fan, but it's clear to see some people are, you know, not very good at vlogging at the start, but, you know, they keep at it. They're willing to be vulnerable. They're willing to mess it up, and they just become these big YouTube presence, this big YouTube presence, because they build a community of people following their journey. And these are all fantastic skills to have, because it teaches you how to articulate yourself, how to be yourself, be vulnerable. And that's what people really resonate with. People don't resonate with a false picture on social media projecting a certain way, that isn't resonance in any way whatsoever, because people are catching on to the fact that it's all bollocks. So when you cut out that noise and focus on developing the skills that will help you become a better professional, like public speaking, writing, vlogging, any of these kind of things, even doing like courses that help you become more knowledgeable within your profession, all of those sort of things, that is not noise. That's going to make you feel like you're progressing. That is the fundamental element of what we're talking about here. Doing things that make you feel like you're progressing, that give you the confidence to make you feel like I am becoming a better person within my career. And I see this going in a really positive trajectory. And that's very empowering and liberating. And they're things, feelings that you want to feel, of course. You don't want to feel disempowered or demoralized. You want to feel empowered and inspired by what you're doing, because then you can be that better version of yourself. So then you can show up better for other people, which is almost a little side benefit of developing yourself as a professional. But that's also developing yourself as a person too, because it's all about being comfortable with just pushing yourself out there bit by bit by bit. At the end of the day, ladies and gents, being vulnerable is such a superpower. And I think more people are realizing that now, but it's okay to be vulnerable and to mess things up. That's what the most successful people do. Like they've just been more open and vulnerable more often. They've cocked it up more often, but that's how they've gotten to where they are, because they've learned a lot faster by doing so. So once you have that perspective, it's about just taking that leap to looking to developing yourself as a person. But also other things that can be super important for you as well. Things like developing relationships. We know the relationships in your life is definitely not noise, because as we've mentioned in the previous podcast, it's all about fulfilling your needs, your emotional needs, to feel emotionally safe and secure. That is what relationships fundamentally does, because one of our primal instincts, not only survival, but is also feeling a part of something. But feeling a part of something is an element of survival, because once you feel as a part of a community, whether or your tribe, if we're going back to, you know, our primal instincts, that makes you feel safe. And that's a foundation to build on. So developing the relationships in your life, not the digital following, that doesn't matter. That's not developing authentic relationships. Developing relationships in person is what truly matters, whether that's family, intimate, friends, colleagues, networking, anything like that. Because especially networking when it comes to your profession, you know, you're not necessarily going to be someone's best friend, but knowing how to nurture that relationship to make it a two-way thing where you can really help each other out. These are the things that really make us feel like we're growing as a person. And that just gives a lot of perspective on what is noise and what isn't noise. What matters to you as a person and professional, and what doesn't matter to you based on your core values. So I hope that gives a little bit of understanding, ladies and gents, on what are your core values, first of all. That's a question I'm going to ask you. And what is the most important thing to you that isn't noise? Because once you focus on things that aren't noise, that align with your values, it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It doesn't matter what anyone else is trying to project. Because once you know your values, your core values, what you want to live your life by, who you deem yourself to be, nothing else will matter. So, coming away from this podcast, if you haven't written down your values, it's something really trying to focus and figure out. It's not necessarily going to come in 20 minutes. It might take time to focus on. But if you say ordered from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, what is your most important value? What means the most to you? If you go through that list of most important to not so important, then you can understand, right, okay, moving forward, I now know what I can do to develop myself as a person and a professional based on these values. Quick little example. Say, okay, your main value is health. Okay, so how can you live your life to develop your health as not only a person, but that's also going to develop your profession, especially if we relate it to emotional and mental health. So it's like, right, okay, how do I develop my emotional mental health? Well, if we really look at it, it's about creating boundaries with social media. It's about making sure that I'm spending at least 15 to 20 minutes a day of just complete me time where I'm doing what I want, whether that's reading or journaling or, you know, going for a walk or a run or anything like that. So then you understand that, okay, I can do daily actions, weekly actions as well, to live by those values. So once I then focus on those, I know that I'm not focusing on fluff. I'm focusing on things that really matter to me. And then you might go down that list and you might see maybe not so important, something like, okay, adventure and freedom might not be as important to you. You might want to have that really real sense of security and stability. So it's okay, then how can I live my life, develop myself as a person and as a professional to have that sense of stability and security? Well, the goal might be to purchase your own flat or to buy a house. I mean, yes, in the rental market especially, everything's very difficult at the moment. But my point being is you then have your understanding of what isn't noise to you. So focusing then on your developing your savings or investing in your career, that's going to be obviously a high priority. And maybe going and traveling and exploring, because that is not associated with that sense of security, is going to be less important. Yes, we obviously, of course, need a holiday. I'm not saying you don't need holiday. Of course, we need that rest. But you see a lot of these people who go traveling for like extended periods of time because they want to explore the world. That obviously isn't as important for you. And that's okay, because your values are based on having that security. So it's like, okay, then if that's the case for me, when I then look at my phone and see a picture on social media of someone traveling in Hawaii or Fiji or wherever, instead of being like, oh my God, I wish I was living their lifestyle, you can then have perspective on, actually, is that something that I want? Because I know my values are safety and security, and that person, what their values might be different to mine. Their values might be adventure and freedom. So it just provides a little bit of distance for you on, and perspective on, actually, that's noise. I don't need to spend my mental and emotional energy on that. And things on what really matter to you, what isn't noise, what isn't fluff, and where is a good place to spend your mental and emotional energy. So guys, I hope that makes sense. Really enjoyed talking about that one. There was a lot to get through in a shorter space of time. And I hope that makes a lot of sense on how you can really cut out the noise and have perspective on focusing on things that will develop you as a person and as a professional. Cut out the noise, ladies and gents. Don't waste your mental and emotional energy on things that don't matter. And you have 100% got this. And until next time, guys, have a fantastic rest of your day. If you know anyone who will benefit from this podcast, feel free to share it with them, to rate and review, because then it will get out to more people. That would be so appreciated. But until next time, guys, have a great rest of your week.